Looking back, I felt, pretty good, pretty comfortable. What I told you guys on whatever Tuesday or Wednesday, I just wanted to manage the game, have positive plays, don't go backwards, and do my part to help our offense do that. And I think, I think overall, the communication was great, which allowed us to play a little faster and just knowing where to go with the football. And, I think for the most part, I made pretty good decisions tonight. And we had guys around make big plays. So, overall, pretty good. I won't know more until I watch the tape tomorrow. But, it's early and we got a lot of work to do.
Was there a big sense of just the unknown because you hadn't been in a game in this system and with these coaches? And now can you kind of take a little deep breath because you've done it and you had some success?
I think so. I think more so just the communication, the headset, from the sideline, just how it all functions, and not necessarily the scheme, I wouldn't say, because, we got a great staff and they're going to put us in position, but just how it all functions, how much time we're going to have after we get the play called in the huddle, how much time we're going to, if we need to do, kills or shifts or whatever it might be. That was the only unknown I really had, but that was fantastic tonight. I thought we played fast and got in and out of the huddle. Guys made good decisions and we were decisive in everything we did.
What is that like, Brandon? It looks like most of the time you're coming out of the huddle with 12, 14 or more seconds left. Does that just pump you guys up to have that, or what is that like?
Well, it allows you to kind of soak what's going on around you. You can see what the defense is doing, if they're, how they're lining up, what personnel they're in, what they're doing, for that particular play. So it just allows you to see more. When you're getting up there and you have to snap it, and it's going to happen. I mean, it happens all the time, but, you got to get up there and just get snapped to get, keep them getting a delay a game. That's tough. It's tough on quarterbacks, but, our coaches, trust me, they don't want us, they don't want it to be like that. They want to put us in good position, like I was saying. And, I thought, Norm and Scott and everybody, it was great tonight. So, it's nice as a player, as a quarterback, to get up there and know, what's going on and kind of see things in the back end.
Brandon, how grateful were you to Greg Little for jumping up and getting that deflected pass?
That was big time. Yeah, I don't know if I scared Jordan Cameron or what, but hit him right between the eyes. And we were laughing about it after. But, yeah, it was a great play, but great heads-up play by Greg. Ball seemed like it was in the air forever. Those are the worst. As a quarterback, you want to run over and do something, bat it down, but or something. But great play by Greg. Big drive. Continued. Kept our drive going. I think it was third down. So it was a big play in that drive.
Brandon, you converted, I think, 4 or 5 third downs when you were in there. You obviously talked about that the other day, something you need to do better. But what was the key to doing that, and how much confidence does that kind of give you guys?
Oh, I think it all started. We were third and manageable. We weren't third and 10. You get third and 10 in this league, it's tough. And, we were third and manageable. We were able to, run our plays that we felt good about, the guys we feel good as far as matchups and all that. But we did our work on first and second down to get it to where we could manage on third. And third down's tough in this league, but if you can do that, your chances have got to go up.
What did you see on the touchdown to Deion? And then almost one to Greg kind of in the right corner on the first drive.
Yeah, they went the first one to Greg. Cortland Finnegan had inside leverage on him. And so it was kind of, I knew if Greg could get a pretty good release, it's just a foot race to the back pylon or back to the end zone. So I tried to throw it out there where Greg can get it, and he couldn't get a hand in there to bat it down. And it was just close. We almost made that play. And the one to Deion, I saw a matchup. We've worked that route numerous times throughout these days in camps, and he's so daggum quick, man. He gets separation and just got sticking on him, low, and let him, fall down the end zone. It was a great play call.
You spread the ball around, I think it was 6 different receivers. I mean, did it feel good to get everybody involved?
No question. I think, especially right out of the gates, everybody knows you can't take a playoff because, if you're second, third, fourth in progression, if you're a back on a check down, you're alive. And that's the nice thing about this offense. But, yeah, it was nice to get everybody involved. If I could have it, I'd have everybody have a catch every single night just because it makes it tougher to defend and it allows you to do a lot of different things offensively. But I think the guys played great on the outside. I mean, a lot of big-time catches and drive, movers and keep the chains going.
I know that Norm is calling the plays, but – does he speak directly to you, or does he have to relate to someone on the sideline?
Yeah, it goes to Scott, his son, and so Scott's in my ear.
I know it's only preseason, but excited with the offense the way it clicked tonight when after what you went through last year with the offense?
Yeah, you know, I think we're excited. I mean, I think, you know, we've got a lot of potential on this football team. But, you know, with that being said, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, we've got, you know, three more preseason games to kind of fly, you know, iron out the kinks and you know, find the areas where we need to improve to get to where we need to be. But if you look from the outside looking in, I mean, I think we got a lot of pieces in place, and I think, you know, guys are excited. Guys are playing fast and doing the things we need to do. But, yeah, I don't, you know, we're nowhere near satisfied yet. You know, it's, you know, there, about a week ago, we kind of went through a little lull, you know, and we kind of offensively were, defense was playing great, and we're kind of hitting that point in camp. But it's nice to get out here and go against another defense, kind of like I told you guys on Wednesday, and compete and go out in a live game situation. And guys, like I said, I thought handled the situation extremely well. You know, very few mental errors. You know, I'm speaking with the ones, mental errors that, you know, made us go backwards. And I think that just, you know, that right there gives us confidence that, you know, if we can continue to go forward, get better, and keep those missed assignments to a minimum, you know, we got a chance to be a pretty good offense.
Brandon, this may have been asked already, I apologize, but just talk about Deion Lewis and what you see in him, what he can bring to the offense.
Guy's a stud, man. He's, you know, he brings a lot of different aspects of that position. He can run it well between the tackles, and obviously he creates mismatches, you know, when he gets out in the open field. And so, you know, he's got a lot of ability. You know, quick feet, great with the ball in his hand, and you know, we're glad he's on our side.
What he brings is that ability to get outside and catch plays that open things up for Trent when he goes in there, and kind of a, you know, two different threats to the defense have to worry about.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to think so. You know, I think you know, Trent, obviously we all know what he can do between tackles and even catching the ball. He catches the ball well in the backfield. Just they're two different styles of runner. I think is kind of the biggest deal between the two. But I think, yeah, I think they complement each other extremely well and you know, two very, very good backs.
How exciting is it to have a guy like Travis Benjamin who can, you know, obviously give the offense a little help on special teams?
That's huge. You know, I mean, he's got stupid speed. I mean, he's, gosh, I mean, the guy, it's nice throwing to him. You know, when he goes on a nine ball down the sideline or something, but I mean, you got to let it rip because he can run. I mean, he's a big play threat. You know, special teams offensively, he does a lot of good things to help us as a team to put points on the board. So you love it. I mean, that's a spark. You know, if we're hitting a lull there, I mean, that's a momentum changer. And you know, a guy that, you know, he's willing to break one anytime. He's got that kind of speed.
Man, can you just look back on your first game in the preseason last year and compare to how much more confident I suppose you've
had? I've slept since then a lot. Yeah, you know, I think looking back last year, you know, we were at Detroit. And, you know, I think – it was all not overwhelming. That's not the right word. It was all fast. You know, it was really fast. You had a great defensive line you're going against on the turf, and you know, it just felt it didn't feel as smooth, you know, as I did today. You know, just as far as the comfort level and the communication and my certainty in the play calls and my certainty in, you know, what guys were doing. Gosh dang, that was a long time ago. So it's you know, that's the best answer I can give you.
Yeah.